Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Monday marks the day when the Treasury Department says the U.S. will default on its bills. So time is ticking after last night's House vote passing legislation to raise the debt ceiling.
Following last night's overwhelmingly bipartisan House vote for the debt ceiling bill, the Senate Majority Leader is aiming for quick movement on his side of the Capitol.
I hope we see nothing even approaching brinksmanship.
Democrat Chuck Schumer says with the House now out for the weekend, any attempt to amend the bill in the Senate risks default.
Time is a luxury the Senate does not have.
He's urging fellow senators to agree to a swift vote on final passage with no changes. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
President Biden took a hard fall on stage after a commencement speech in Colorado. The White House says the president is fine. Former President Trump spoke about the fall during a speech in Iowa.
He's at the Air Force Academy. He actually fell down. Well, I hope he wasn't hurt.
The number of missing after a partial building collapse in Davenport, Iowa on Sunday has been revised from 5 to 3. Police Chief Jeff Bladel.
We still had a third unaccountable that we're working with the VA. His name is Daniel Prian. His apartment was also related to the area where we had the collapse in the building.
An alleged serial killer was arrested in Austin.
62-year-old Raul Mesa is being described by Texas law enforcement as the worst of the worst. Convicted of raping and murdering an 8-year-old in 1982, Mesa was released after serving only 11 years of a 30-year sentence. He's now admitted to Austin police to 2 recent murders, Detective Katie Connor.
We have between 8 and 10 cases that kind of fit the similar circumstances.
Mesa was taken into custody Monday. Deputy U.S. Marshal Brandon Fila.
He had a bag with him, contained zip ties, duct tape, and a .22 caliber pistol.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
There's billions of dollars stored on payment apps, but the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says it may not be protected by federal insurance. CBS News correspondent Christopher Cruz reports.
The CFPB says you should transfer your balances to insured banks and credit unions. The agency says the money might not be safe if the company behind the app runs into financial trouble. More than 3/4 of adults in the United States have used a payment app. About 85% of those 18 to 20 have done so.
A winning session for the stock markets. The Dow gained 153 points. The S&P 500 added 41. The NASDAQ finished 165 higher. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A man accused of drugging and robbing women he met on dating apps wants to represent himself in court. Timothy Olson appeared in Milwaukee County Court this week on a charge he stole money from a 79-year-old woman. Olson faces charges in Racine County, too, and he's under suspicion for the death of a woman from South Milwaukee. An investigative report finds there's little the state can do about anti-LGBTQ plus policies when schools cite their religious beliefs as justification. Sheboygan Lutheran High School, for one, has a policy more than 1,000 words long that points to biblical teachings as the basis for its anti-transgender policies. Wisconsin Watch found at least 17 other voucher schools, which get state taxpayer money, take similar stances. In sports, the Brewers beat Toronto last night 4-2. The rubber match this afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Exciting news, Wauwatosa. Joy Ice Cream Social is here. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a community hangout spot with after-school snacks, beer, wine, and charcuterie boards. With 16 rotating ice cream flavors provided by the Chocolate Shop from Madison, it's the perfect place to satisfy your sweet tooth and enjoy great company. Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue in Wauwatosa. Find them on Facebook and Instagram.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. The Apple.
Thursday in Wisconsin. It's absolutely beautiful weather. I am loving today. A little windy, as the old Wisconsinites say. It would be nice if it weren't for the wind.
Correct. I would have been fishing if it wasn't for the wind today.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I mean, I would have been working if... Yeah, I was working all day. 10 hours a day. Back to those summer hours. So, woohoo! Yay me. All right, so this... Do you hear... 10 hours a day. Back to those summer hours. Do you guys hear you?
Yeah, little echo.
Yeah. All right, so this, do you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, but in a good way, Danielle.
So, hello. I hear sure ourselves replaying in the headphones.
How about now?
What
did I do?
Nope, magic. I hear it again. Oh, well. Well, if you guys can
you
double
hear it again?
Yeah, like I can still hear us.
Like a playback.
Okay. There we go.
Okay.
Perfect.
Now I did magic.
Everybody, this is our wonderful producer, Anastasia. We love her so much. She is the magic touch over there. Thank
Apparently.
You very much. All right, let's start over. Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. There is no echo. I am very, very, very excited about this because I've had just a mother-daughter or mother-son or just a father's son, whatever. But we have three-fourths of the family. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited about this. Well, we're going to include the dog, too. Mm-hmm. Their dog Ranger is not here. I was super excited, as most of you guys know, about my dog Ranger. So I was so super excited. But this just means you guys have to come back with Ranger and Gunner.
Yeah.
Gunner.
That's another topic for another day.
Gunner is the dog Amanda and I are trying to convince him to get. So, which I feel like everybody should call 844-967-2789 to help us convince him.
Yes.
All right. So let me introduce you guys. Amanda, Jace, Matt, Tojek. This is, you know how I am with social media. I follow a few people religiously. And I always see you post about everything. And you have the family along with you all the time. And it's literally an inspiration. I don't have any kids myself. Like, one day, maybe I'll have a kid. Who knows? But my dog, Bandit, is my kid right now. He goes everywhere with me. But I can't imagine. You guys have two kids, a boy and a girl. How old are you, Jace?
9.
9. And how old is she?
Shayna. She's 7.
7. And like,
should I log into audit promotion, the automation? All right. We return here. Sorry for the inconvenience and the delays and the rain delays. Everything looks to be back to normal now, but Not for the rafters. They have a top two, two runners on, and a chance for them to Rockers. Excuse me, have three runners on. It has been a wild and stressful past 30 minutes getting everything correctly, and but it looks like we are back in play, and the Rockers have three runners on, and a chance for them to start this things off right. It has been, well, not the easiest of rain delays. We've had a rain delay. It, games was getting questioned if it was going to be at the opportunity, if it was going to play or not. So two strikes here. Jaden Rainieri will do the dish, and then he hits the pit. He hits the batter, and it looks like he's going to take first, which gives the Rockers a run. They have bases loaded here. And, well, we are back online. It has, as I said, the Rafters allowed two runs, two hits. So the Rockers have four hits compared to the Rafters one. And now Andrew Harris was just hit by the pitch. He's going to take first. He's walking that one off. And so Harris is on first. Max Mims will now be the one to take the plate. And now the Rockers up 4-1. Well, 4-1 on the hits. They are up 1-0 here in the top of the second. It was a wild sequence. The Rafters have just let up hits left and right. And now top of the second here. Rafters down 1-0. Jaden Rainieri on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. And, well, here we go. So Rafters have given up four hits compared to their one of their own. And now taking the plate is Max Mims. So the Rockers have Harris on second. And Luke Moeller is on third. And Adam Paganelli is on second. So not the start the Rafters would have liked. They just came out of a 30-minute rain delay. The rain was pouring down, but back to baseball as Rainieri, the 0-1, down in the dirt, and Voth was there to catch it, make that leaping catch. So 1-1 count here. As I said, we apologize for rain delays, apologize for the delays with the network, but we are back online and just excited to bring you this coverage here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Max Mims will be up, and the 1-1 pitch from Rainieri is way upstairs and inside. So two balls, a strike for Jaden Rainieri. Wasn't initially going to get the start, but it was going to be Brett Porthan, the Utah Tech product, but the 2-1 pitch way upstairs on the outside corner, 3-1. So as I said, the Rockers have out-hit the Rafters 4-1. Three balls and a strike. Rainieri sets and then delivers. Swing and a miss there, strike two. As Max Mims was able to record a hit in his first plate appearance. But now here at the second, he's one ball away from getting walked. This is big here. 3-2 count, bases loaded for the Rockers, no outs. The Rafters on the verge of digging themselves a deep hole early in this one. The full count delivery, swinging a hard hit ball on the right field, diving for it on the one, hop bounce before Schmidt. Getting home is Harris. And getting him out at second is Taylor. Excuse me, Moeller gets home. So Moeller's home, and then getting out at second is Andrew Harris. So another run scores for the Rockers. They're up 2-0 with one out. The left fielder, number 21, Kyler Zukowski. So Kyler Zukowski is now batting for the Rockers. Zukowski is a guy for them who batted a 182 this year. He struck out three times, but he's had two hits and two RBIs as the steal attempt for Mims is successful at second. So Mims takes second, Paganelli at third, and the Rockers up 2-0 here on the top of the second. They've out-hit the Rafters 5-1. Cloudy skies, lights have turned on as the rain has passed through. Expected more. Here, swinging a hard hit ball to the second base, and Shane Taylor goes off of his foot. So another run scores for the Rockers, up 3-0. Paganelli gets home. Max Mims on third, and Zukowski's at first. Rafters down here early, 3-0. So Kyle West will be the one to take a bat. So West, the third baseman out of University of Charleston, batting a .438. He's had 7 hits and 4 RBIs this season, and he has been a guy for them that they can rely on. West, a foul tipped off, and then taking second is Zukowski. So Zukowski goes back as the steal attempt wasn't successful. He had to go back in time. So, 0-0 with one out. Rainier, he has struggled here on his second inning. The Rafters down 3-0, top of the second here. Remind you, last night it was, well, it wasn't easy for the Rafters. They had played a great game. In the top of the 10th, they went up 4-2 off of 2 RBIs from Ty Johnson and Jack Basir. But the Rockers were able to get a 2-run shot from Andrew Harris and have a walk-off sack fly from JoJo Jackson. So the 1-1 with one out. Rainieri looks, comes set, and then delivers. Kyle West bombs one out to right center field. Does this have the distance? And running under it before the warning track is Brandon Rogers. And tagging home for the fourth run is Max Mims. So a sack fly is true for Kyle West. And the Rockers up 4-0 here in the top of the second.
Stepping up for the Rockers is number 23, the designated hitter, JoJo Jackson.
So JoJo Jackson, who had that walk-off sack fly, is up. Jackson at the plate. And Zukowski stays at first. Rockers 4 after 0. Rainieri delivers, and Jackson fouls one left side, 0-1. It's been a struggle here as a lot of Rafter fans, you know, with the rain delay, a lot of Rafter fans have showed out tonight, and it's good to see as the 0-1, Rainieri looks off at first, and then a pickoff attempt at first is not successful. Rafters have 2 outs here on the top of the second. A couple hits for them. Well, they actually had one hit compared to the Rockers' 5. They have started off comfortably here. Rainieri checks off once again at first, and the diving Zukowski is there. So Jackson steps out of the plate and then resets. He's batted a .250 so far this season. His first appearance was last night. Had 1 hit and 1 RBI, which was the decider. As the 0-1 is on the way, and way outside, Voth throws it to second. The steal attempt from Zukowski is out. So Zukowski gets out at second, and the Rafters get 3 outs. As we head to the bottom of the second here on WFHR, we'll be back in a moment.
All right, what's going on down there, Jackie?
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 63, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 89, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night, lows level off around 62. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
We return here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. Well, due up here for the rafters is Kyle Carlson, the third baseman, Logan Hugo out of left field, and Brent Voth are due up. So Carlson will step in. He's facing Grayson Walker, the Dickinson College product. He had a 5.52 ERA with a 1-0 record in four appearances. He allowed 18 hits, 11 runs. He also acquired 22 strikeouts the first pitch on the way upstairs in the inside corner. 1-0. So the Rafters have committed an error as they've been out hit here as Carlson sends one up through second base and gets the first as the second hit for the Rafters is true. Yeah, they needed it. They were out hit 5-1, and there's their second hit. And down here early, Logan Hugo. So Hugo is a guy who has had one hit only on 10 at-bats, but he's been able to get on base. He's had two runs as well. Been walked a couple times as the first pitch popped up on the backside for a foul. The 0-1 from Walker. That ball at 87 miles per hour. Cloudy evening here. A humid one as well. As Walker checks back over to first on the pickoff attempt is not successful. Carlson remains at first. So Carlson at first, and now Logan Hugo, the left fielder out of Eastern Michigan, will take the 0-1, and he gets a strike, so 0-2. He has struggled at the plate so far, but now has to, you know, pick up where he left off. He was able to cross home plate last night in the 0-2 as swinging a hard ball into center field, dropped in on the pop fly to Max Mims for the first out. Brent Voth playing catcher today. He's been slotted at left fielder for the first two games. He was out last night, did not play. So Voth at catcher, and his main position is catcher, so he's replacing Levi Jensen. Voth has, well, he's been 1-for-7. He's had a double, and he's been walked twice. And a swing and a miss on the outside corner. He takes a strike. 0 balls, a strike with one out. As that off-speed pitch from Dickinson was 87 miles per hour. Fans have trickled in, and a decent attendance here at Witter Field. Rafters looking for their second win of the year, and they're in a hole early as Voth takes a ball on the inside corner. 1 ball, 1 strike. With one out, Carlson stands at first as he led off with a big hit through the second base line. The 1-1, Voth swinging a miss. He went after that one, 1-2. Voth regathers. He's a switch hitter, but he's batting lefty on this time. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. There is strike three. Voth went after it. Went down swinging.
Now stepping in for the rafters, the right fielder number 6, Sam.
So Sam Schmidt will be up next. He's had one hit so far. Been walked 3 times, and he struck out twice. Slotted in right field today. He got the opening day start against Lakeshore back on Monday. As he sees the strike across the plate, 0-1. Carlson still at first. Rafters 2 outs here, and they have not been able to get the bats going. Dickinson shakes it off, resets. The 0-1. Curveball on the outside corner. The Rafters are going with their white tops with the black leggings, as the Rockers going with their blue tops and the gray leggings with the red hats. 1-1 here. 2 outs, the 1-1. Swing and a miss on outside once again. 1-2. Two outs, Carlson leads off at first. The 1-2 delivery. Outside on the outside plate, and he got him looking. There's a third strike, the third out, and the Rockers up 4-0 after 2 innings. We head to the top of the third here on a WFHR 97.5, 1320 AM.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Edward Jones, a financial services firm that takes a personalized approach to investing to serve its clients. Learn how Edward Jones can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. In Wisconsin Rapids, your Edward Jones financial advisor is Sky E. Manning. For questions about current investments, retirement, and end-of-life issues, contact Sky Manning today at 715-424-4100. That's 715-424-4100.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
We return to the top of the third inning. Rafters in a hole early. They're down 4-0 as a pitching change is true for Wisconsin Rapids. Julian Tristan will be the one to take on the mound. It's making his debut here in the Northwoods League. He's a right-handed pitcher. Just finished up his redshirt senior year out of Westcliff University, an Irvine, California native, and he faces off against the left-handed hitter of JoJo Jackson. The first pitch across the plate, there's a strike. He had 10 appearances for Westcliff this year with one game started and a 2-2 record at a 3.91 ERA in 23 innings pitched as he throws the ball way outside to even up this count 1-1. He accumulated 21 strikeouts with 12 batters walked as swinging a hard ground ball over to Basir at third, fires it across the diamond. And there's one out.
Now, stepping up for the Rockers, the first baseman, number 36, Mateo Matthews.
Mateo Matthews will step in, playing first today out of LSU Unice, Sterlington, Louisiana. As he sees a pitch go across, and there's a strike. Mateo Matthews out of Wagner College in Chino, California. 0 balls, 2 strikes with one out here. Tristan sets the right-hander and throws, swinging a ball hit on the backside for a foul.
Sounds like someone's car made
that ball was 90 miles per hour. The 0-2 serve. Ball hit on, once again, left field line. There's a foul. So staying alive with one out, the 0-2. Inside corner. Got him looking. Strike three. Cooper Kelly out of Overland Park, Kansas. One RBI this season so far. He's not been able to record a hit. He's a freshman, is a Kansas Jayhawk, as he fouls one on the first baseline, 0-1. Tristan really can throw after it. He's only allowed 28 hits and 18 runs for Westcliff this year. The 0-1 inside corner once again, and he is wheeling and dealing. There is the second strike. Tristan, he's got a big arm. He is tall as well. The 0-2 upstairs, painting the edge, but unfortunately getting a ball. One ball, 2 strikes with 2 outs. Here's the 1-2 delivery across the plate. That was a curveball, but down in the dirt, there's 2-2. Tristan just finished up his redshirt senior year. As a foul tipped on the right side. So 2 outs, 2-2 here. Each team has committed an error. 4 runs in the top of the second for the Rockers. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three on the inside corner. Julian Tristan, how about that? 2 strikeouts. As we head to the bottom of the third here on WFHR, your home for Rafters baseball.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Petpalooza is just around the corner and the Rough Ranch will be there. Come see us at the Southwood County Humane Society grounds on June 11th with your dog training questions. If you need help before then, call 715-540-6650 or go online to roughranchllc.com to set up a meet and greet. Michelle and Tiffany are ready to give you the best dog training and behavior modification in central Wisconsin. That's the Rough Ranch, 1022 West Grand Avenue in Rapids. See you at Petpalooza.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
To the bottom of the third inning we go as the Rafters down 4-0 and they return to the top of the lineup. Brandon Rogers will step on the home plate. He is up at the dish. So, Rogers, a guy that has been impressive for the Rafters this season, basically the standout in the first two games, batting at .273. He's had 11 at-bats with 4 runs, 3 hits, and 3 RBIs. He's also had six putouts in the field as a bunt attempt on the outside corner. There's a strike. Grayson Walker, Dickinson University product in Newton Square, Pennsylvania. Accumulated 22 strikeouts with Dickinson, the 0-1. The bunt attempt goes right up towards Dickinson, and he's not able to field it, so Rogers will take first. That's a great start for the Rafters as the bunt lined up into Dickinson's hands. He just wasn't able to corral that ball in. So Ty Johnson, who's had six hits with 15 at-bats, batting a .400, basically their standout when it comes to the batting average. He's also had three RBIs, and he's also been impressive in the field with 10 assists as he sees a strike across the plate. So Rogers is at first. The 0-1 upstairs, up high, evens his count up at one apiece. One ball, one strike. Dickinson, the serve. Ty Johnson fouls, tips it on the back side at the back track. 1-2. So one ball and two strikes. Rogers stands at first. The 1-2. And Rogers takes second. The throw from second to Moeller. Moeller throws it to second. Rogers gets to second. And the steal attempt is successful. So a runner in scoring position for the Rafters. And they needed it. They have struggled to get runs in. Even though the Rockers have had three hits, the Rafters have had three hits, the Rockers have just been more successful. The 2-2, Johnson fouls it on the first base line, staying alive here at two apiece. Two balls and two strikes. Dickinson looks back towards second and looks back again. Here's a 2-2 on the outside edge. Three balls and two strikes. So Johnson, the McLennan Community College alum, as he will be playing his ball next year at Baylor in a Power 5 conference in the Big 12. Full count here. Dickinson looks back towards second and then fires. Walker, excuse me. Grayson Walker looks at second. So three balls and two strikes. Walker looks back towards second. Now at first, Grayson Walker, the pitcher for the Rockers, the 3-2. Ty Johnson, swing and a miss, and he's frustrated about that one. One out here.
Now batting for the Rafters, the first baseman, number 11.
So first baseman Jack Basir is now up. He has one out. Zero balls and zero strikes. Three hits each for each team. Rogers stands at second. So Grayson Walker out of Dickinson University, the Newton Square, Pennsylvania product, throws it back towards second. And Rogers safely gets there. So one out. Zero balls and zero strikes. Jack Passier out of Pleasanton, California, batting a .286 as he sees a ball go inside. There's a strike with an RBI and nine catches. Seven putouts and one assist in the field. He's had four hits and 14 at-bats with an RBI. He had a big RBI yesterday in the top of the 10th. the Raptors just were not able to secure a victory. Down here early to the Rockers, the 0-1. And Basir sends a ball through first and second. Rounding third is Rogers. The play at the plate, the throw from Paganelli is not in time. And the Raptors get the first run. Brandon Rogers all the way from second. And a run on the board for the Raptors. They needed it. Brandon Rogers, that's his fifth run of the season. So a base hit there and an RBI. That's second RBI for your Jack Basir. And Matt Olive will now take the plate with that one hit at five at-bats, batting a 200. He had a big double yesterday, but this is a guy who basically joined the team yesterday morning as he foul tips one all the way at the backtrack. 0-1. But a redshirt junior out of Valparaiso from Minneapolis, Minnesota, get 89 at-bats with a batting average of 337, 16 runs and 30 hits with 19 RBIs. So Basir stands at first, the 0-1 on the outside corner. That's a ball. But he had a slugging percentage of 562 for the Valparaiso Beacons, which is the highest on the team. With only 89 at-bats, he had five home runs, second on the team. So this is the guy who's a big hitter, and the 1-1 upstairs, and a swing and a miss from Olive. So the Raptors secure a run here in the bottom of the third, an RBI from Basir, but still a 4-1 game. The Raptors have out-hit the Rockers 4-3. The 1-2, curveball outside corner, 2-2. Olive was a four-time IMAC All-Conference performer at Minneapolis, served as a team captain from 2018 to 2020, the 2-2. Inside corner, but got him looking. There's a strike three and the second out. Or the Rockers, they're one away.
Now batting for the Raptors, your shortstop, number five, Shane.
So Shane Taylor is due up, and he's batted a 273 with four runs. Three hits on 11 at-bats. So standing at first is Basir. And the first pitch on the way from Walker, inside corner, that's a ball. Olive did not agree with that. He was standing there and then looking back. Just was frustrated that that was called a strike, but game must go on as Basir leads off at first, a 1-0. Ball hit on the back side, 1-1. So Shane Taylor, the left-hander, on Dickinson, on Walker, the right-handed pitcher. The 1-1. Across the plate, there's strike two. One ball, two strikes with two outs. Basir at first, the 1-2. Down low and outside, 2-2. Two outs for the Rockers. Here in the bottom of the third, it was an RBI from Basir that sent Rogers home from second. And a swing and a hard hit ball on the third baseline. Rounding second and heading for third is Schmidt. He is Basir. He gets there. And Taylor gets to second. So a big hit there for Shane Taylor. A double. So that puts Taylor on second and Basir on third with Kyle Carlson, who got a base hit on his last attempt, who's up. So can the Raptors get in another run? We're going to find out. They've out-hit the Rockers 5-3. Kyle Carlson. Outside. A wild pitch, but Luke Moeller was there to not let that ball go behind him. So So Moeller, the catcher, now finding Walker, throwing it back to Walker. He resets. Walker has a bright red glove, and he's using. So a big hit there from Shane Taylor, who pulled a ball on the third base line. So Taylor at second. Popped up in the air from Carlson. Right under it is Matthews for the third out. So the Rafters get a run in. 4-1. We'll be back here to the top of the fourth on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
As we head to the top of the fourth inning, as Luke Moeller sends a ball through the second base gap, and he will take first. So that is another hit for the Rockers. They've been out hit 5-4, so Julian Tristan, who accumulated two strikeouts on his first appearance on the mound. And once again, a swing and a hard hit ball over to Taylor, who throws it over to Johnson. One more at first, and there is a 1-2 double play for the Rafters. Great infielding. That Taylor-Johnson duo has been put on display once again. So, Andrew Harris, who hit that two-run bomb last night, is now up, batting a .385 with five RBIs and a home run. He's been impressive. So, the 1-0. Swing and a ball, a shallow ball on the third baseline. It drops before Carlson can get to it, so Andrew Harris will take first. Out of Wisconsin Parkside and Rockford, Illinois, the junior, who's at five hits and five RBIs, takes first. So Max Mims now will be up. He got a hit on his last plate appearance. Mims out of Southwestern University in Friendswood, Texas, batting a .167 with two hits this season. Been struck out five times, though, as the check over to first, and a balk is there for. So a balk is there for Julian Tristan, and that's going to advance Andrew Harris to second. So if you get a balk, which means you have to release the pitch, you can't do it all in one motion or check over the first. So pitch outside. One ball, zero strikes. The umpire advances Harris to second, two down, one away here in the top of the fourth. The 1-0. Swing and a ball pulled on the right field gap. Is it there? Sam Schmidt is under it, And the Rafters get three outs as we head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Mondays, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call in their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROInstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof. At Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
With first, Weber Realty.
I swear to God, I was working on upstate.
So back here, at the bottom of the fourth inning, as Logan Hugo is leading off. So they have Hugo, Voth, and Schmidt due up here for the Rafters. Hugo has had, well, one hit on 10 at-bats. He flew out on his last plate appearance. So what's interesting is the Rockers have been able to cash in on the runs. They've equalized the hits on the Rafters 5-5, but they are up 4-1 as we head here to the bottom of the fourth. One ball, zero strikes. The 1-0 from Walker. Ball hit on the back side behind the stadium. 1-1. So one ball, one strike here for Walker. Each team has committed an error. The 1-1. Outside, inside, and that's going to get him on a strike. So 1-2. Rafters were able to get an RBI from Jack Basir as Brandon Rogers went from second and found his way home. The 1-2. Swing and a miss upstairs. Strike three. Walker has been dealing. So Brant Voth, who struck out swinging on his last plate attempt at catcher today, played left field, and he's back in his normal position of playing catcher. He's at New Mexico State right now, but a guy that's been around the college baseball world, who's been at Indiana, Creighton, John A. Logan College for a little swing and a miss downstairs. He's 0-1, and now is at New Mexico State. From Simi Valley, California. Went to Simi Valley High. Earned Coastal Canyon League All-Star honors as a senior. As he sees a ball go in the dirt. To even up this count at one apiece. Rafters down 4-1. They are looking to split the series against the Rockers. They felt that they were going to take a game away yesterday in Green Bay. But Voth sees a strike across the plate, 1-2. So the Rockers 3-0 to start the season. They beat Fond du Lac, the Dock Spiders, 12-10, 9-5 in game two, and then beat the Raptors last night, the 1-2, way upstairs on the outside corner, 2-2. the 2-2 delivery. Voth thought about going, but thank God he didn't. He saw that ball go outside. So three ball and two strikes. With one out. Walker sets, he delivers the 3-2, the check swing, and he did go. Strike number three. Grayson Walker once again tallying another strikeout. So Sam Schmidt, who struck out in his last plate appearance, batting in the nine hole, is looking to have a little bit different story this time as he sees the first pitch, a swing and a ball on the first base line. Ow. Foul territory, 0-1. So Schmidt with two outs here, and the Rafters a run in the bottom of the third. But the Rockers were able to get four runs in the top of the second. The 0-1 way out of the strike zone, 1-1. Humid but a little bit chillier night here as the rain has subsided for the time being. It's a curveball on the outside corner is a strike. Lights have turned on. It's still light out, but the sun has been setting. Cloudy gray skies. The 1-2, Sam Schmidt. Swings and hits a ball over to Andrew Harris, who scoops it up in the glove, and the throw to Mateo Matthews is on time for the third out. So the Rafters not able to get a run as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning here on WFHR.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Edward Jones, a financial services firm that takes a personalized approach to investing to serve its clients. Learn how Edward Jones can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. In Wisconsin Rapids, your Edward Jones financial advisor is Sky E. Manning. For questions about current investments, retirement, and end-of-life issues, contact Sky Manning today at 715-424-4100. That's 715-424-4100. You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
We return to the top of the fifth inning as due up for the Rockers is number 21, Kyler Zukowski. So Zukowski, Kyle West, and JoJo Jackson are the ones up in the batting order for the Rafters. So a change. Brett Porthan will replace Tristan as a ball hit through the second base gap. And Kyler Zukowski gets the first. So Porthan will now be up here. A guy out of Utah Tech hasn't pitched as many innings. He had 17 appearances this year for Utah Tech. Hasn't pitched that much so far. He appeared the other night against Lakeshore as he throws over to first to Zukowski, is not there. So the Rockers have out-hit the Rafters 6-5 here as we are in the top of the fifth. Kyle West is up as he sees a ball go inside. West batting a .438 with 7 hits. He has 4 RBIs, 2 runs, and he also has 2 home runs. He batted a .455 against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. So leading off at first, as West drills a ball into the right center gap that hits the warning trap, bounces off the throw from Sam Schmidt to second, is not in time. Shane Taylor goes over to Taylor. Porthan is there, so that goes behind Taylor.